This is the Speaker Scoop, a behind-the-scenes podcast with Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins. Speaker Jenkins, what's on your mind this week?
You know, Jen, we're now into all-day-long floor action here in the House. But the thing that's really on my mind this week is this is National Public Health Week. And you know, I've spent nearly my entire career working in public health and very proud to have done that. And I still work at the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department when I'm not here in Olympia doing legislative work full time. You know, and I think so much about how when public health is working best for us, it's completely invisible, right? We have clean drinking water and no one's getting sick from cholera outbreaks, right? From their drinking water. We don't have major outbreaks in measles when public health is working well because people are well vaccinated. Most people don't think about this, but vaccinations have saved more lives in the history of the world than any other intervention ever, with the exception of safe drinking water. Those are the two things that have saved the most lives. So we're seeing now measles outbreaks, and that calls upon public health to be even more active than we've been. That's actually why we actually have a bill that we passed off of the House floor, and I'm hoping we'll move off the Senate floor, that Dan Bernoski sponsored, which does nothing more than makes it clear that public health has the responsibility of communicating about vaccinations and giving data and research and the public health information about why vaccinations are important. I've always been struck when I work with my public health colleagues. For example, when you think about childhood immunizations, all the people that I work with at Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, they believe childhood immunizations are very important, and the data bears that out. But they also believe that parents are the folks that need to make decisions about those things. So they think it's really important to talk with parents and family members about what issues they have and, you know, if what the schedule should be for vaccinations. But also, like, if a parent, for whatever reason, wants to stretch out vaccinations for their child, helping them think through that and work through doing that so that their child can actually be vaccinated and be protected. So it's not really about telling people what they have to do. It's about helping give people all the information they need to make the right choices for their kids and their families. The other thing that happened this week is a very good friend and colleague and mentor of mine, Mary Selecki, passed away. She is a lion in the public health communities in Washington State, and I worked with her at the Department of Health for many years. But she's the reason we have a Department of Health in Washington State. She was fearless in making sure that we got a Department of Health started, but then became the director of the agency, and also was fearless in carrying public health messages everywhere in the state. I just remember these great stories of her carrying a basket of condoms around in like a little Red Riding Hood basket and handing them out at local Board of Health meetings around the state because she was trying to normalize. That was during the height of the HIV/AIDS crisis, and she really thought it was important to normalize for people that this was your number one protection against sexually transmitted diseases. And so she thought it was important not to hide about that, but to have people really engaged and doing the right sort of work and be able to talk about it. She also brought our vaccination rates up to being some of the best vaccination rates in the country, and it's something that we're challenged with, you know, now. But she worked across the aisle in every corner of the state. She lived in Colville, so she came from a very rural place in her work, and it was really important to her that rural health be kept strong in Washington State. But I got the chance to work with her for over a decade at the Department of Health and learned so much from her. So I really mourn her passage, and it makes me very sad. She's been a good friend, but somehow her leaving us during Public Health Week is a perfect reminder of why public health is so important to the health of every single person in this state. So, great person. Great week, even though it's a little sad.
Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins, we'll catch up with you again next week.
Thanks, Jen.